All right, welcome back to Shed Talk. You know, we always try to get an exciting conversation, and I was fortunate to be able to interview someone else with a nonprofit organization. Welcome, Ms. Yon. My name is Sean. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having on me.
Yeah, so can you take us exactly through the steps of exactly what is this nonprofit organization about, please?
Project Two Hope was started by Sabra, and Hope, help one person every day. So Project Number Two Hope is was created basically from an offshoot of what she does every day. She is a business owner in the Atlanta area. She has a beautiful salon that she's been working, I think it's been 18, maybe 20 years. And she's just helped the community in so many ways. So her thought was to be encouraged by someone that she really cared about to do it as a nonprofit. So she lives her life by helping other people, and she had created the Project to Hope in hopes to help one person every day. There's so much, I don't know, maybe I don't want to use the word darkness right now, but so much sadness that, you know, it just takes a little effort to make somebody happy. And if that effort is just cutting someone's hair for free, which she does on a regular basis, or putting someone's cart away for them, how hard is it to be kind? And that's what her thing is. It's not giving people a handout, it's giving them a hand up. And we're not limiting our resources or our willingness to help somebody by the volume of what they need. Sometimes it's just a kind word on the phone. 8 minutes has been proven to show that in 8 minutes, if you spend somebody time talking to somebody on the phone, you can talk them down off that cliff. And you know what? If you need someone to talk to, we're both widows, so we'll be happy to talk to you about your journey through being a young widow. We'd be happy to help you through your journey of if you want to start a business, if you need something. We've taken truckloads of stuff to the mountains in that horrific, the floods that they had, the three truckloads. She's taken two by herself without any help. People have donated through her shop into the mountains, and whatever they need. You need food, we'll bring you food. You need clothes, we'll bring you clothes. So blankets right now are the big thing that we're bringing to the mountain. And we've done simple things by just dropping off a cord of wood for someone who could not heat her house. We don't know these people. They went to the website. They put in their request, their need. And if we can make it happen, we will. Both her and I live on different ends. Sabra lives in Georgia, and I'm from the Michigan area. Okay. So all the people that we've met through our travels in our life in between, you want to help? Put yourself on the website as an angel, an ambassador, and say like, hey, I can roof your home. I have, you know, a whole freezer full of meat. You know, tell me what you can do, and we'll find a need for your resources, whether it's your physical labor, your monetary donations, which are always accepted, and $10 donations. Or, you know, if you need something, just let us know, and we'll reach out to our friends, our resources, and see if we can make that happen. We're very new. We're just right out of the box. We just got the 501c about 2 weeks ago. So
congratulations on that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. So yes. If you need a write-off, you know what? Donate that $1 million. Donate that $10,000. We'll give you that write-off. Yes. And you know what? If all you have is $10, we'll put that to good use too. So, you know, you get a lot of requests, and right now, our money fund has not built up to where we can just do what we want. We're new. You know, we've only been out of the box a short time. But through that, we've already done so many really good things that it's kind of even surprised me. Like, wow, we're just, you know, two little girls trying to do our part to make the world a better place.
Yeah. You know, I mean, wow. I mean, I'm speechless. And it's amazing to actually, you know, be able to have an opportunity to interview and talk to someone who actually is a the boots on the ground, if you will, and help out individuals over there in different areas and different aspects. So you're even talking about home repairs. You guys help out with that kind of stuff. Is that correct?
I'm sorry?
Do you help out with home repairs, as in someone has a issue with their electrical or their porch or anything?
We have. You know, in some of that, those cases, it's been kind of like a hit or miss. Like, you want to help everybody and you can't. So maybe in that instance, you know, there's so many people that don't even know the resources that are out there for them, you know, suggesting like, did you do this? Did you do this? Like, no, we didn't know we could even do that. So not everything is all about, just like I said, handing out money. It's giving information, other leads on how people can help themselves. And in some cases, yeah, we have the funds. Let's get that together. There's this one lady, she didn't want me to give her the money. She wasn't looking for a donation. Her husband was going to Illinois to start a new job. And she's like, it's cold in Chicago. I don't want to have him sit in the car and sleep. And I said, he cannot sleep in his car. And we had just started. We weren't even, you know, we were just basically a thought at that point. And I said, well, you know what, I'll see what I can do. And she's like, I don't want the money. I just need a loan. And I'm like, absolutely, we'll figure that out. Right. And you know what? We weren't even started. And it just felt really good to be able to give her husband a place that was safe and warm, and knowing that she was going to end up paying it back. And whether or not she did or does not, you know, it didn't matter. That was, you know, my first one, like, out of the door. Let me help this person. Everything about her was kind and pure. And so then it just snowballs. I mean, there's never not going to be a need for humanity to need something out there.
Amen. Amen to that. That's amazing. That is really amazing whenever you break it down like that. And it seems to me that your organization is a beacon of hope for individuals out there. It's that bright light. Whenever people are going through that dark time in life, they can actually reach out to your organization. You guys can lend a shoulder, physically helping them out, and mentally for someone as in like counseling. Do you guys offer some type of counseling?
It was really nice of you to say it that way. You know what? None of us are certified counselors, but oh my gosh, the School of Hard Knocks, we've attended multiple.
Yes. Yes. Multiple. We all can relate to the different struggles and different things and trials and tribulations. And, you know, sometimes you don't actually need the person who has that degree. Not saying that it doesn't help, but it's actually just to have someone that can relate to your issue at the time. And that sounds like that's an amazing thing to do.
Exactly. And, you know, I guess there's always going to be givers and takers. And you never know. There's always going to be someone who's going to get one up on you. But when you are a giver and you can give from your heart, it makes us both, you know, Sabra and myself, truly happy to know that we've made a difference. Because as much as, you know, we both would like to change the world in a huge way, you know, we both know we can only just do a little bit in our own little community, in our own little way. And it's just that's why people do these things, you know, nonprofits, helping at the church, right? You know, because it makes them happy. And
now let me ask you this question. Where do you actually see in the future of technology and social media being an anchor for your foundation?
You know, you definitely need social media to get the word out. And that's been huge. You know, the Facebook, TikTok, the internet itself, getting the word out. But it sure would be nice to have a vehicle one day, a truck, where we can put our logo on it. And the two of us go physically delivering, just as we've been doing, but having our name on a vehicle and stopping and doing what we can. You know, I would love to get into a project where you're doing something more physical, like, you know, building a house with, you know, one of the other communities or projects that are out there, and having a bigger group where we snowball and it's just not just the two of us, where we end up have multiple people who we're doing just bigger projects.
Now, as far as in when it goes down to the members, do you have a rough estimate how many members are affiliated with this organization right now?
Yes, I do. Two.
Okay.
Two. too, Sabra and I. You know, it's so new that, you know what, we've been so busy just trying to get it off the ground. We've had a couple of really great helpers that were there in the beginning, you know, helping us with the paperwork and the secretary work and getting that out. Because, you know, we're not experts. We don't know. We're not lawyers, how to start it, what to do. So we've had some good helpers. I call them, you know, our little angels, right. Helping us and guiding us along the way. But I think we're at the point now where, of course, the 501 is going to need, you know, a whole board to sit on. But you just can't have anybody there. You know, you have to have the right president, vice president, treasurer, all of that. So we moved a little bit faster than we were ready for. So,
well, you know, I look at it like this. You know, it's an idea. It's certain to evolve. And, you know, by us interacting with individuals, it can take off. And I send many blessings and prayers that definitely it does take off, because this is a good cause on what you ladies are doing. You know, I really do feel that if we had more of individuals who had the mindset that you folks actually have where you're located at, we can do well around here, you know.
Yeah, you know what? We might not ever get to the point that I close my eyes and dream about. You know, yes. I mean, I want it really big. And, you know what? But if we just do that, help one person every day, then we did what we set out to do. If we can spread kindness and remind people, you know what? It's not about the deep pockets and the deep dollar, but you know what? Smile to somebody. Say, you know, can I open the door for you? Where are those kind niceties that used to be so common that are more so lost because everybody's staring at their phone and they don't even see, oh, the older woman there or the pregnant lady there. Let me give up my seat. They forgot how to do all of that.
Right. You know what? This kind of like what this takes me in back of my mind that where I grew up at here in Pennsylvania, that the village actually helped raise me who I am. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that you guys are actually starting that foundation of bringing back the essence of a village, helping out everybody that's in need whenever they are in need. That is really something right there.
Right. And for us, I think that's really a simple thing for us to do. She's lived her whole life, Sabra, giving from her heart. She's always been community driven where she lives, always helped out. Her business has been there. I think it's been over 18 years where she's been servicing her community. She knows all the people. People come to her on a regular basis. So it was just like a natural step, you know, like, let's just do this. Right. And when she asked me, I'm like, well, you know what? I live in Michigan. How is that going to be helpful? Right. It doesn't matter where you live. You can be nice anywhere.
Right. Anywhere. Yeah. Now that leads off to my next question. How do you balance this nonprofit organization with your personal life outside of this? How do you keep the balance?
Well, you know what, for me, I don't know. There is no balance. It's just something you do naturally. Right. But the business part of it, we're going to have to, I think, deep dive in it just a little bit stronger and a little bit harder, trying to get more donations, because the more opportunities you have with money is the more opportunities you can help those who need. It's nice helping doing niceties every day, but monetarily, I think we would both like to be able to do some bigger things. The donations coming in for the mountain have been unbelievable. We have more stuff coming in than we have a place to hold it. So she has a trailer that has been filled up 3-4 times now, up to the very top. And she herself takes it out there. In the beginning, she had friends and people. But people like that, they kind of drop off to the wayside. Like, oh, we'll help you once. We'll help you twice. But we need multiple trips out there. And she's doing them by herself now. You know,
that's correct. That is correct. I mean, you know, kudos to y'all for doing that. Now, let me ask you a question. As far as in whenever it comes to some of these disasters and people in need, without going into too many details, can you give me a good story on when you had to help out some individuals with your nonprofit organization?
I personally did not go to the mountain. Sabra and a group has gone multiple times. And the pictures of this devastation was so heart-wrenching to her that she had said, at first she was only going to make one trip, but then I'll just make one trip. But the need was so great that now she saw that you needed to make multiple trips.
Okay, so as the listeners and viewers are hearing this about the mountain and the mountain, we're not, some of us, we don't live around mountains. So can you explain to me exactly what do you mean the trip to the mountain and what happened?
In the Carolinas, they had that huge devastation of the floods that came in. And I wish I can remember the name of the mountain that she went to.
I'm sure our viewers can find it if you can remember where it is. But you said this is in the Carolinas, correct?
Oh, it's in the Carolinas, right.
Right.
I want to call it like Bat Mountain or Bat Cave, the Bat Cave. I think that's where it is.
Yeah, what and happened?
It was all wiped out by, my gosh, is it the hurricanes that came through? I know, shame on me. But you know what, I've gotten to.
It was the floods. Yeah, there was floods.
The floods have come through and it wiped everything because the water travels down. And all these people, they have little villages, little towns, and the amount of people that live there, they're not even counted in numbers. So the loss and the devastation, it's not even accurate, and it's wiped out everything. Everything's volunteers. These people have no homes. They have no electricity, no heat. Winter's coming. There's no place to keep warm. FEMA never really came in, you know, as strong as they should have. Right now, I've heard that our new president will be putting more resources to them, but I don't even think they have an accurate number of the loss of life because of this devastation and tragedy. And they have nothing. They don't have food. They don't have water. They don't have electricity. And even the soil that they live on has been contaminated to the point of it's hazardous. So you can't just go in there and say, I'm going to clean it up. You know, it's hazardous. So you have to have the right clothing, the right breathing apparatus to be able to help. She went in there and there was a man who he had, I think it was a general store, and they got in there hands on just cleaning and sweeping. And they didn't even know they were going to do that until they did it. And nobody had the right equipment. And we were just like hoping for the best that nobody was going to get sick doing what they did, but how can you not want to pick up a broom and help? And they're just so grateful. They're grateful for anything that they can get. So winter's hitting hard in that area right now.
Now, and, as far as in what the state goes, and was there media out there, the news outlets, were they out there covering this?
Short amount of time. There's been through TikTok a few creators that I've been able to, she's a nurse and everything she does is all volunteer. She goes out there all the time and she helps. There's certain people that just, you see it and you can't let it go. And and that's where Sabra's been. She thought she was going to make one trip and now it's been multiple trips because how can you not help and
not help someone in need. I understand that. I mean,
good for her that people are still donating. People have given monetarily and with that, you know, buying things, but there's never going to be enough, never enough propane heaters, never enough 2x4s, never enough blankets, never enough food. The churches, they have these holding centers. And you know, they'll say, we don't need any more diapers. We have too many diapers. We have too much formula. But it's not that there's too much in that area. There's just they can't house any more of that. The need is still there for the diapers and the formula, but they're overloaded on it. So trying to find a place where you can take it to, again,
storage.
That's not right. There's just not enough.
It seems that you need manpower. To help out with the cause of what's going on. I am hoping with my platform that I'm trying to build that individuals will want to reach out to you and the organization And, you know, because there's a lot of people out here in the world that do care and they want to lend a helping hand. They just don't know where to go to.
Right. They don't have the resources or the ideas. Not right. that there's heartless people. They just don't right. know how to give.
Right.
So project, the number two, hope.org. So you can click that in on your social browser, put that in, and it'll pop up all the information that we have about ourselves. And if you're not real tech savvy and you can't use the computer, I'm sure TikTok is available for a project, the number two, Hope. And the same as on Facebook, we're there. So everyone seems to be, they know one of the three. Just plug it into your computer and just read about us. See if there's anything catches your attention where you can help.
Awesome. I mean, that's really good information that I'm sure that a lot of individuals will take advantage of that. And I'm going to make sure that I do my part to try to get that out there.
Thank you.
You know, we're over here on the East Coast, over here in Pennsylvania, but I'm sure there's a lot of individuals. Like, I'm actually into trade work. And I know there's individuals when we have our winter layoff time that they're looking just to stay busy and they like to travel. And I'm sure that there are individuals that will not mind donating and helping out in this cause. One more question for you that I have.
Okay.
If you have any advice for anybody that is looking to join up into your organization, what is the best way for them to be able to reach and become an angel or an ambassador?
You know what? Go to the website, project2hope.org, and there's little forms there that you can fill out, forms for, you know, what your availability is, whether it's monetary, your skills, your state where you live in. You know, maybe you live in Michigan and you have more 2x4s than you're going to need. Can somebody pick them up? Well, you know what? We don't have a truck that we can go get it, but maybe somebody from Michigan can get it here, and we'll find a way to use it, and we'll awesome. Find, you know, word of mouth is our biggest tool. And that's what, I guess that's really what it is. Social media, word of mouth, trying to find the right need for the right service. And it's heartbreaking when we've had to say no, because we've had many of people ask for things and either we financially aren't ready because we don't have enough funds built up in yet, or we weren't ready because we didn't have the nonprofit, but the nonprofit's now, you know, a secure thing with the government. We have that. So any of your big businesses out there, I know you have money that you have to get rid of. We'll take it. We will take it and we will put it to good use. And you know what? Even if you say, like, you know what, I'm going to donate $5,000. I want to donate it to a mother in need, or I want to help a veteran. We will make sure that we respect your wishes to do it in your honor. So it's not all about us, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely, after I'm done with this here, I will be putting in the link to be able to go to the webpage that our viewers and listeners will be able to click on. And they'll be able to fill out the information that Yvonne said that you actually can do on there. Now, another question that I have for you, how long is the turnaround time for somebody to respond to someone in regards to them helping out?
You know, she is on her computer all the time. So as soon as we get the form, she looks at it every morning, you know, whether we can help or we can't, we will give you an answer. Nobody likes to be sitting in limbo wondering, did they get the paperwork? What's going to happen? You know, the saddest thing, as I said, is saying no to somebody. But we will try to help as many people as we possibly can with the resources that we have. And again, not everything is monetary. Sometimes it's giving people direction and ideas that they didn't even know that were out there. And Sabra, being a business person and an anchor in her community, she is a wealth of knowledge that she even surprises me. I'm like, huh, no one knows some of that smart.
Right. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Hey, Yvonne, I appreciate your time. This is a lot of good knowledge. This is something that I think that everybody will be able to take this and take notes and be able to reach out. And I'm hoping that things can evolve for your nonprofit organization.
Thanks, Sean. It was really nice of you to give us the time and the opportunity to talk about Project Two Hope. And you know what? Just in like maybe a last words is, you know what? Not everything is monetary, people. Just be nice. Help one person every day. We're all capable of helping somebody, from a smile to opening up a door. Let's just continue spreading kindness and hope for everybody, because sometimes the world seems really dark. And if all you can do is light it up with your smile, that's not hard to do. Even if you have to fake it, just be kind. Be kind.
Awesome. Awesome. Sounds good. Hey, this is Sean. And this is Shared Talk. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.